Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Good day, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Hello. Here's Groups.
Thank you, Sturm. Don Davis Auto Group.
What was that for?
I don't know. Brings you Dan.
Thank you, Sturm.
You know, even though I work with you, even though I work with you every day, Dan McDowell, I hear today is Dan McDowell's birthday.
Well, happy
I just
birthday.
Noticed for the first time that you have a little Letterman peninsula working at the front of your head.
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
It's all good.
What I want to know is, what kind of undershirt you going with there?
All right, I knew I'd get bullied if Bob sniffed out what shirt I had.
That is a sports shirt.
Cleveland Indians undershirt under a Cleveland Indians pullover?
Are you?
Ooh. Oh, is it another team?
And therefore, are you on your way to spring training? Or is it another team?
Oh, Texas Rangers
shirt! Oh, no, not two Major League Baseball.
I realized my error, but I went downstairs after choosing my Rangers shirt, and my wife said it was really cold outside, so I
you
had to wear
short
my...
sleeves?
Yeah, I had to wear my warmer jacket instead of my ticket jacket.
So a Ranger shirt and an Indians pullover.
And I thought, you know, am I going to go all the way upstairs and change because of this clown?
No. Your mother?
And I see you wearing your Blue
Jays. I mean, your wife?
Your Blue Jays shoes.
I'm just a fan of Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Network.
Got your Orioles gloves. You can't figure it out,
so
can
are
you?
We done picking on me? Why is it always me? Saying, yeah.
I decided since it's the 15th anniversary that I needed to wear something ticket, you know? So my undershirt over
that's
my...
That's what you're wearing tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were supposed to wear really nice clothes.
Yeah.
These
take
are nice it shirt. Off.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Burn. I thought nothing said ticket like our Hookie Palace t-shirt
you're
from 2008.
You're going to wear a ticket t-shirt. We're supposed to wear like... It said church clothes.
This is a shirt.
I've never
this
been.
This isn't a jacket.
So you wore your cleanest. You wore your cleanest flannel, huh?
It says Palace on it. That's nice.
So snake. Yeah, cleanest
AP t-shirt. What are we going?
Now would Gordo be upset if you just went along with the crowd?
Are we going logging
Tom
after the show?
What? This is the flannel. This is nice.
It's a really ugly
show. Sure.
Are you saying?
Oh my God!
News now.
Well, it appears there's one less head coaching option for Jason Garrett. It's being reported today that the Lions are hiring Jim Schwartz, the Titans defensive coordinator, as Rod Marinelli's successor. Garrett still is a candidate for the Rams job, but once again, Jim Schwartz, the new head coach of the Detroit Lions.
Do we really need to break in with
that? Is breaking Schwartz. Breaking Schwartz news
it
first.
Hello, Super Bowl.
I support that, Bob. I support it hard.
I want to know the
and
chain.
And I want it on a promo.
I want to know the chain of command.
Stay tuned for further Lions updates as they are available.
I want to know the chain of command. I need to know protocol.
Book Dan Campbell, get Norm on a round table.
That allowed that breaking news. Couldn't we just waited like 5 minutes till the ticker and the Lions hired a head coach?
Wow. Sorry, Sean.
Sorry, Sean. Sorry.
Go take it up with your boss, okay?
I thought it was
sorry,
well.
Sean.
Now here's Rich Phillips.
Look who flew up just to make the special announcement.
That's right. That's right.
And Corby said, take it up with myself.
Sean's ready to mount 12 big ones.
By the way, everybody look at The Quick, which we understand is now a weekly, page 7, for a great picture of Mike and Corby. Who are pretending to read the ticket book.
No, I think we were really reading
it. We know
it.
That you've never read that book.
Let me see me.
Mike read the entire book over Corby's shoulder.
Just like that? They read the whole book?
Turn. I'm not done with this page yet. I said turn.
Turn.
Who is your boss?
Now turn.
That's right.
Am I wearing an OU shirt? Yeah, yeah.
I wonder.
It's a half shirt.
Is that me? Well, today is...
It's always me saying, yeah, they are.
Thursday, January 15th, the 15th day of the year. There are 350 days left in 2009.
Wipe.
On this day in 1929...
What? Why'd you just say wipe?
That's good advice.
Every 15 days?
Mike just picked up a napkin that says wipe.
That's what you're supposed to do with it. Yeah. Wipe.
I thought maybe he was giving you a direction.
So for years, people have looked at that napkin and
had
not,
no idea what
not
to
quite
do.
Sure what to
call
do.
Call me line four guy.
On this day in 1929, civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther the King was born in Atlanta.
What a great day.
And like Martin Luther King, I will do my thing. I will say it in a rap because I do not sing.
You ain't met no Martin Luther King.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last.
With Bob in his high school speech that got...
Bob, who had never even shook the hand of a black man before making that speech.
Little tiny cough in the back of the room as everybody's a little uncomfortable that he chose this subject matter.
You know, George...
Merely 2 weeks after our fake auction.
You know, George Washington had a really nice speech he could have learned.
You know, Bob, here's a list of some great white
people. All right, Corby, it's a... plane carrying more than a dozen people, and survivors were seen standing on the wings awaiting rescue.
That's 133 people.
What, in this plane that just crashed?
Really? Because the Reuters is indicating...
Well, that's the capacity of the plane. There's 133 people.
On board?
The capacity of the plane is 133.
Okay, but this story says a dozen people were on
that
plane.
I don't think they're flying a dozen people from LaGuardia to Charlotte, which is the...
okay, I have two choices here. I can believe Reuters, who's in New York, or I can believe Tom. Do you have information that supersedes this?
Yes, CNN Wolf Blitzer says, okay. Suck it.
What is it? What does he say?
Whoa.
Yeah, they're saying 133 people.
We're on board.
Why would Reuters say a dozen?
Because they're British. What the hell do they know? What the hell did they know?
You know what? Someone had to get footage of this plane landing, because the entire plane's intact. This is the most amazing...
No, it was taking off.
We're speaking of a plane crash in the Hudson River that is...
Tom, either way, it had to land in the water.
No, come on.
It didn't take off from the freaking water.
But how can it land if it's taking off?
That's not funny.
I mean, it's either taking off or landing. Now, which is it?
Did it just roll over?
No,
right.
This story
over.
From
well,
CBS.
Well, if it's taking off, it can't roll over.
There's like a big fat guy on aisle 10, and it tumped.
It's very cold water. It tiptoed into the water.
Tumped.
The plane appears to be in one piece, and passengers are being evacuated by rescue teams. This CBS story claims there were almost 60 people on board a plane that seats 120
CBS, the pharmacy?
CBS.
Oh.
Why would CBS have a story about that?
Isn't that weird?
Hey, the dozen is reportedly how many people have been evacuated off the plane.
Okay.
There were 146 plus 5 crew members.
Now, is this monkey's effing a football? Just trying to release this story?
Yes.
Because we've had so many numbers now, it's crazy.
That sounds racist.
On this day in 1947... the mutilated remains of Elizabeth Short, a 22-year-old aspiring actress nicknamed the Black Dahlia. Her remains were found in a vacant Los Angeles lot. Her slaying remains unsolved.
I saw that movie last year.
Did your dad ever tell you about that?
The Black Dahlia?
Mike's dad. Mike was real not born yet.
Reports that Corby has seen a movie... trigger movie buzz.
You know, on this day in 1967, the Green Bay Packers of the National Football League defeated the Kansas City Chiefs of the American Football League and Scott Pioli 35-10 in the first AFL-NFL World Championship game. Later, they would call it Super Bowl I.
Bob?
Gotta get in a block here, and a block here, and a block here.
Are we gonna recreate this tonight?
Super Bowl I?
Yeah.
At the House of Blues?
No, it's your house.
Yeah, we're going to create it with electric football.
With a little Brett?
Maybe dress Brett up as Hank Stram?
Nah, come on. Brett gets to be Max McGee or...
All right, then Sally's got to be Hank Stram or Lynn Dawson?
I don't know.
On this day in 1968...
we haven't thought it through that far.
What defeat? Come on.
Bill Masterson.
You got to play somebody. Everybody can't be a Packer.
All right, hold it down.
Who had been injured in a game 2 days earlier against the Oakland Seals, died of a brain injury, becoming the first casualty in the NHL.
Delete.
But, got his number retired, right? So,
that's right.
Doing what he loves.
So it was worth it.
That's right. His number's hanging in Reunion Arena.
Would it have been otherwise?
He's enshrined in the mall.
In birthday news, Drew Brees is 30.
Perdon't.
Drew Brees!
Wow, that plane's really in there.
Wow.
What do you mean it's really in there?
Really in the river.
It's not above it, like the plane.
Well, just the front end is above it.
Look what they're tackling up here now.
The back end is completely in the water.
Should Jerry Jones relinquish his duties as Cowboys GM? Are you kidding me?
Give us a call, 214-787-1310, right now. We want to hear from you.
That's on ESPN News right now. They're really discussing that.
That's good
actually ESPN.
Question.
It's not ESPN News.
I want to hear your opinion on everything you've heard today.
Delino DeShields is 40.
Oh, Percy Harvin declared. He's black. That's too bad.
Bobby Gritch is 60.
How's his sister?
Ah, he stole Christmas.
Who's his sister?
Boy. Bobby Gritch, former Dallas Fort Worth Spur great.
That is so bizarre.
That the plane's fully intact.
Mike Marshall is 66.
They're just somebody better call a wrecker.
They're just rowing the boat right up to the door
you
of the plane.
That thing's probably going to take off again tonight. They're just going to wash the water out and fly it again.
Get those blowers in there. Dry
Barry
the carpet.
Pierce is 34.
Which Mike Marshall is 66.
That's National League Cy Young Award winner of 1974.
That is also a former Ranger great.
Barry Pierce has a
At least
nice
it's
rack.
Not cold in New York right now.
As a what?
Nice rack.
Hi, you're on the ticket with Mike.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Your opinion on everything you've heard today.
You know, sorry, line four guy, shut up. Go ahead, caller.
Line four guy, yes, shut up. Jerry Jones.
Only Corby tells line four guy to shut up. Hi, you're on the ticket with Mike.
Yeah, sports talk. I'm wondering, did George's penile implant work?
We're all pulling for him.
Hi, you're on the ticket with Bob.
Only if he hires a black GM.
Hi, you're on the ticket with Corby.
Yeah, is the answer Walter Hagen?
Yes, it is.
Also in birthday news, Randy White is 56.
Hold for your greatness.
How about that?
All right. At
weekday
what point,
Greensfee at Coyote Ridge.
Remember his 50th?
At what point will I be able to kick his ass? There's going to be a time where I'm able to beat him up.
Is there ever?
Yes.
No.
You would think you're 20 years younger than him?
Yes. So there will be a time
somewhere
that I can beat him up.
Because you're not close now.
No.
Yeah, but you keep aging.
He is the Yeah, but still.
Like on his deathbed while
people
kill him.
Like if he's 110 and you're 90, he will
keeps
you be able
getting
to take him?
Younger and stronger.
If I'm 70 and he's 90, I guarantee you I could kick his ass.
Yuck.
No.
Every year we should have you guys fight at Fight Night just to see how we are.
Now, I'm challenging him right now. If he makes it to 90, I will kill him.
Well, now he's 90 and you're 70?
Yeah.
He is the manster.
Nope.
But he's 90.
You are a snake.
He's like Benjamin Button.
And
he's getting younger.
What if you don't make it to 70?
Oh, I'll make it.
Huawei
you
Benjamin
don't worry about
Button
me.
Reference, huh?
Tom sees a lot of movies.
I like movies.
It's not a bad movie.
I like movies, too.
Not a bad flick.
You guys need to go see The Wrestler.
Wrestler's good.
I think I'm going to see Slumdog Millionaire.
That's good.
I hear that's good, too.
That is good.
What would you give it?
I haven't seen it yet.
I give it a B+.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. I'll give it a B+. It's almost A-, but I'm not ready to go there.
You know, it won the Golden Globe for Best Picture.
I give it just an A-.
Well, I thought you said you gave it a B+.
No. Well, did I say that?
Well, yeah.
But did I said B+. What did I say?
You said you give it a B+.
Is movie watching a boat?
What I meant was that I give it an A-.
All right. But why?
Because it's a little bit better than a B+, but not quite an A. So I give it a B+.
What are you guys laughing at?
Why does he want to do that to me?
I don't know. It's really me he should be mad at. Or it should be the emailers.
That he
it's
sounds like
me.
Toby?
But Brendan said, tell Corby I'll break his nose 4 or 5 times and see what he sounds like. Like 4 or 5 times.
You know, I think if... Now, obviously,
what
Brendan...
What would you say to him?
Obviously, Brendan on skates could beat me up, but I think, like, in a normal atmosphere, like a ring, I could take Brendan.
Please.
Oh, I don't know who's pitching. I'm sure I'll have to go all 7 innings for us.
I mean, he's tough, like, on ice, but put him in the real world.
Maybe
where
like,
I live. Not in this small fantasy
that's
world.
True. You get those guys off the ice.
Yeah.
And
they're
they're
cupcakes.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Captain Beefheart is 68.
We tried to nickname Drago.
You know, I
that.
Beat up Mike McPhee one time.
I heard that.
I bet you did.
I did.
Charo is 68.
Ended his career.
Chad Lowe is 41.
And I looked around to Paul Cavallini and said, what about you? You want some of this?
It was Jesse, the kid
who's
who
next?
Had HIV on Life Goes On.
Which Cavallini wants it next?
That's funny.
And Mario Van Peebles is 52.
Ooh. Are you still behind on damages?
Yeah. I'm going to need to catch up real fast.
Yes.
Okay.
God, hurry up.
Okay. Come on, I'm only 19.
Now, what? Here's your spare birthday.
All right.
Somebody go! God Almighty!
You guys don't watch damages, do you? How is it you support the Shield, but you can't get into damages?
Never tried it. I am working my way through Brotherhood, though, now, finally.
What's y'all's take on
it? Is Glenn Close still pretty hot?
Doesn't look bad to me.
Did you like season 3 of Brotherhood, Mike?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a cast of Glenn Close, William Hurt, Marcia Gay Harden, Timothy Oliphant, who was the
sheriff.
The guy in Life Goes On, right?
Deadwood.
Corky in Life Goes On.
And I'm missing somebody.
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. How can it be bad?
Not to mention the great Rose Byrne.
Yes.
LaShawn Johnson, 38.
I'll tell you one thing I didn't like about Brotherhood this year, and that is the pregnant Eileen Caffey.
She didn't do as many drugs.
No, she's a lot better when she's whoring and
she ever,
doing drugs.
All right, I don't want you guys to answer this because I think you got copied on the email.
Did she ever get around to learning Spanish?
You did see who's joining the office, didn't you? Don't
yeah.
Say, don't say,
she
don't
never
say.
Did, no.
This, I did.
This will affect you.
Yeah, I saw it.
The newest cast member of The Office, directly.
Why can't we say
and he's playing his same...
Because I want to announce it on E! News.
He's playing the same character that he played...
I don't think so. That'd be
on
weird.
The other show.
Marty Lyons is 52.
Tell him now. Announce it now.
The black sound effects guy from...
Jets, Jets, Jets.
The black sound effects guy from Police Academy?
Marty Lyons.
He's a spare.
Announce
pretty
it
good,
now.
Wasn't he? Save it for you.
Out in the West Texas town
of El Paso.
Felton Spencer, 41.
Oh, hang on. The phone just rang.
The guy was genius. He fooled me every time.
How you doing?
Oh, God.
Got like the sound of the seat going up and down.
Getting the facts.
The squeaky shoes.
Hang on. I think there's a leak in my faucet.
Howard Twitty, Corby, is 60.
I'm sorry, is there a donkey in your kitchen?
Howard Twilly?
Is the answer Howard Twitty?
No.
Conway Twitty.
Howard, golfer.
And tomorrow, Brendan Morrow's 30.
Wow, Brendan.
So he says.
Happy birthday.
So Kyge would like
what
to
that mean
you
for
happy
him?
Birthday.
Like if any kind of a wake-up call will be
right.
On the way? Is that what you're talking about?
Right. I mean, isn't that... That's what you boys say usually happens.
I don't know. I would think if you
usually.
Make...
Is he going to go five hole?
God, Bob didn't even smile. You really made him mad right there.
About what?
Born... He's not paying attention.
Don't you talk about Brendan that way.
Bob works for the Stars.
Born on this day,
that's
now
his,
dead.
That's his brother.
Lloyd Bridges...
Read
Bo's
this,
brother.
Dad.
Bo's
read that.
Daddy.
The greatest dad of all time.
White.
He picked a bad week to stop sniffing glue.
Read this, Bob.
Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., the King.
Wipe. That was more of a
question.
More of
that was
interrogative.
Like,
right.
Should I really?
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Why? Ronnie Van Zant.
Oh.
All born on this day.
Wow, Jacksonville's home.
Now
we could have gone to the cemetery while we were there. Did you know that?
To see Ronnie Van Zant.
Is Martin Luther King dead?
Also born on this day, now dead. Here's an interesting sports connection.
Ow!
Does anybody want an interesting sports note?
Yes.
That I've never known before in the
guys,
10 years.
Why don't we stop down for a sports update?
It's not really an update, but I don't think I've ever picked up on this. So the same day that Bill Masterson died.
Mm-hmm.
He died on the birthday of Ray Chapman.
Wow.
Who
wow.
Is Major League Baseball's
amazing story.
Only fatality.
Now, can we work Chuck Hughes in there somehow?
And now you know a little bit you can bring up at a party. Just remember, don't bring it up to a girl.
Now, Ray Chapman, how will that affect your dress this evening at the House of Blues?
Tyler?
That's why today doesn't suck.
Beep, boom, beep, boom, beep, boom, beep. All right, stay...
Get Mike the hell off the air.
Uh-oh.
Mike!
Die!
Stay tuned. More Lions News straight ahead.